Hello, friends. It is Miss Rachel and Mr. Brian, and this podcast is Catching Time. This is just a 10-minute podcast for you and your family. Whether you're driving to school, coming home from something, super easy to do for you and your kids. Let's get right into it.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Catching Time with Brian and Rachel. Wow.
It's so awesome to be here, Brian.
It is awesome to be here. Do you want to ask a question?
I do.
Who wants to go first today?
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay.
I think I do. Okay.
Go for it.
So, Brian,
yes.
Think very hard about this. And for all of our listeners out there, think very hard about this. What is your favorite board game to play?
Favorite board game to play? Hands down, it's probably Candyland.
Candyland.
Yeah. No strategy involved. You don't have to be good at it. You're just drawing cards. You're moving spaces. Yeah, it's fun. It's themed around candy. I wish I could go, there's some greater purpose to it. There's not. It's beating the other person through the land of candy. That is my favorite board game. Yeah, easily.
I love that. Well, my favorite board game is Clue.
Clue, okay.
Yes.
Can you name all the characters for me real quick?
Let's
what
see.
Are the characters of Clue?
Mrs. Peacock.
Yeah.
Scarlet? Wait. Is
yeah,
that the
no,
one
I think
them?
Miss Scarlet.
Yeah. Professor
yeah.
Plum, mm-hmm. Colonel Mustard.
It's always him.
Mrs. White.
Mm-hmm.
Did I miss? I think I've missed some
Professor
of them.
Plum.
Oh, Professor.
Did you say
Plum.
Professor Plum?
I think I said Mrs. Plum,
oh,
and
well.
That was wrong.
Well,
so,
and they've,
yeah.
they've changed character. Anyway,
yeah.
Because the game might have changed. I'm just going to name that.
No, I think they're all the same still.
But all
and
right.
What's fun is that we have different versions. Like
yeah.
we have a Haunted Mansion version.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun to get everybody's different versions, kind of like what people did in Monopoly.
Yeah.
You know, Brian, I want to change this question
sure,
just a little bit. Because I think as we're talking to our parents and even our kids out there, there's probably a game that you don't like to play.
Mm-hmm. Monopoly. Yeah. Like no
yes.
one likes to play Monopoly as
yes.
a family. And
oh
if you
gosh.
Say you do, you're lying.
You no, are lying. Yes. I remember we would have epic weeks-long mm-hmm. Monopoly sessions with my brothers.
Yeah.
I have two older brothers and two younger brothers, and it was brutal. It was absolutely brutal, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody having all the houses on Boardwalk and you land on it and you're done.
Have you ever played a game, though, as a parent, and again, for our parent listeners, that your kid loved to play, your student loved to play, that you were not about? Like,
oh.
you were like, this is my least favorite game.
Yes.
But we keep playing it. Did you have one of those with the girls? I'm trying to think through one
yes.
for me and the boys, but.
Yeah. It might have been Candyland.
My favorite? Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, because we just love playing games. We still play games today. Which is a lot of fun. Gosh, I'm trying to think of one. I don't
yeah.
know that there was one besides Candyland. Everybody's going to be coming at me with like, oh my gosh, you're not good because you don't like Candyland.
No, Candyland, it's fine. But I also think, too, part of what creates a great moment around playing a game is when we have good conversation, right?
Yeah.
I think games are disarming, whatever the game is. Like we're talking board games, but like, hey, even playing video games with your kid, having that controller in their hand with my guys and even with high schoolers that I've worked with, it's disarming. My brain, my hands are
yeah.
doing something else, and so I can have a conversation and not really think about what I'm saying or not really know what I'm saying.
Yes.
And yeah. kind of open that door. Play therapy is a thing, and there's a
oh,
reason
it is.
For it.
It absolutely is.
And so I love that families hopefully are going to talk about, hey, this is the kind of games we like or the games we enjoy playing. And there's so many good games out there. I don't
there
know.
Are. There are. One of our favorites to
yeah.
play is Apples to Apples.
Okay.
And we love talking about it, you know, because somebody gets to be the judge
yeah.
of you know, who has the best one that comes out. And then there's a new one that has to do with memes.
Okay.
And so you have
what
to
do
guess.
You meme?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That one is so funny. And you can also add your own pictures to it. So my girls have added a few pictures to
oh,
it.
Oh, what a lovely. Yeah.
What's kind of funny is that they had to explain what some of the memes were. And
mm-hmm.
so my oldest would go through and say, like, oh, this is an old Vine. Does anybody remember a Vine? Okay, there are kids out there that remember what Vines are.
Yeah.
So.
Even though it's gone, it
yes.
still lives on in infamy. I'm also trying to think through like the development of games and games with children. Like I remember playing Candyland. Now my boys will play like much more in depth, more difficult games.
Yes.
And so the games get longer. Their attention span gets longer.
Yeah.
But I still think it's good to have what I would call quick action games, like that you play as a family or have
yeah.
at the dinner table. We play Otrio, which is like a really complicated game of tic-tac-toe. It's because you can stack and you can go this way. But as the boys have gotten older, JT loves it. It's cerebral. It's got them thinking. It's strategy.
Yes.
Or, yeah, Candyland, when they were younger, perfect. So even two, maybe it's time to have another family game night as a family and pick out, try some newer games, strategy games. Scaffold it, right?
Scaffold it up. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And you get to see, like, is your kid a cheater? Are they not a cheater? Like, you can have all these great conversations yes. around integrity and rules and why we follow rules or yeah. why we don't read the rules at all. I'm sure there's some
because
out
we,
there.
We don't. We
you
don't
have
do
house
that.
Rules.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Absolutely. Well, how do we bring this to a theological framework or back yeah. to Jesus? I think you kind of said it in a way, Brian, already okay. about
– good, because I don't know.
Oh, no. Is, you know, like you find out if your kid's a cheater or not, and you mm-hmm. can have that conversation of like, okay, I know I've said this before, but what would Jesus do? Yeah. You know, would Jesus, you know, take that tax collection on the Monopoly game or, you know, what would happen? And what happens in the reaction if they did get caught cheating? How do they feel? Because yeah. in our lives, there's going to be things that we do. We don't always color inside the line. Sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we choose wrong. And this is an opportunity to start, you know, just with a game in your own home, you know, or in your car yeah. if you're doing it in the car or camping trip or whatever.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think the other place you can take it to is like, you know, I think of the game of life or even Chutes and Ladders. I'll even go Candyland is like
yeah.
there's stops along the way. And the same is true of life. There are things that are going to hang us up. So how do we deal with the hangups? How do we push through them? But also, too, like it's family, right? Like
yeah.
ultimately, if you draw back to just a good family time, I think it's worth it. Playing yeah. dominoes, playing cards.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a board game.
No, it doesn't have to be a board game. That's a great point.
But let's stop. Let's encourage our listeners right now to mm-hmm. go ask this question. Ask about favorite board game, least favorite board game. Also flip it.
Yep.
And two, maybe there's a board game as a parent you haven't played in a long time that it's time to tell your kid about and get them introduced to. So take a minute. We'll see you back in a few. And we're back, Brian and Miss Rachel. Hopefully you guys had some great conversation around games. Miss Rachel, mm-hmm. we're going to ask, just kind of answer for ourselves one last time. Here's my question to you. Is there a board game that should have been turned into a movie? Because Jumanji,
yes.
right? Like, I don't know if you've...
Yes.
And SNL recently did a skit about being Jumanji'd. She didn't want to play this other game. It was like Ticket to Ride about trains because she didn't want to be Jumanji'd into trains. So what's a board game that you feel like should be turned into a movie?
Well, my favorite clue is already a movie.
Yes.
So that makes me very happy.
Mm-hmm.
What would happen if Monopoly turned into a movie?
You'd lose friends, I feel like.
Yes.
It's just going to be terrible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You would absolutely lose friends.
Yeah. Or a game that I thought would be interesting if they could turn it into a movie is Uno, right? Like,
okay,
I don't
me.
Know how.
Okay, I was going to say, like, you got to tell
it's
me.
It's pretty simple. Just one word, Uno.
Uno.
So maybe it's just about one guy playing one game.
One game, you know, and then he gets the skip card.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
Yeah.
He keeps getting
it's like
skipped.
Groundhog Day, but just a really terrible version of that.
That darn blue skip card,
yeah,
you
just
know?
Draw four. So, yeah, Uno the board game or Uno the movie.
Uno the movie.
There's your challenge, movie producers.
Yeah. What's it going to be? What's it going to be?
Yeah.
Oh. Man. Well, you guys, I hope we had great discussion today around this question. And we are so excited that you're here with us again. So we'll see you next time.
Yeah. This has been Catching Time. We are so glad that you caught some time with us. We hope that you're catching time with one another. Come back and join us for another episode.